Hello, everybody. This is Noah, Jeff, and Bianca, broadcasting to you live from Turnberry School in Wingham, Ontario, on 105 The Hive. This is our second broadcast, so enjoy.
We just have a quick shout-out to Snow Lake, our Idea Hive partners, who we are currently reading Half-Brother with. See you in the afternoon. And Kim Gill's class, who's listening in again. And one more shout-out.
I just want to say hi to my mom for taking time off work to support 105 The Hive.
All the other school boards have a snow day today because of the fast wind and blowing snow. They're even calling for freezing rain. Thankfully, we don't have a snow day today, so we can still broadcast live to you.
Yesterday, we had our first broadcast of 105 The Hive. We had five brave students present their music projects. We had Logan's Bumper, and hosted by Ethan Johnson and Corey Sockett.
Now to the music projects.
Hello, Tanner. Are you excited about going to high school next year?
Hi. Yes, I am. I can't wait to see new friends, meet new friends, and to see old ones.
Anything you're nervous about?
Actually, yes. I'm nervous on the first day that I can't find my class, and I'll be late for the class.
Now, tell us about your song.
The song I chose to showcase today is Animal I've Become by 3 Days Grace. It's by Adam Gontier, the lead singer of the band. He started an addiction to painkillers, and he had started to change in many ways. Most of them were bad, and he had no idea who he was anymore. He wrote Animal I've Become while he was in rehab. After he wrote the song and others, he came out of rehab and put them on his new album. This song was released to the public on April 18th, 2006. Also, this genre is alternate metal. The piece started off with monophonic texture with just bass guitar, and then they added an electric guitar at 8 seconds. Also, the electric guitar is the main melody. Lastly, if you listen to the time at 2 minutes and 55 seconds, you can hear the change of texture when electric guitar comes in from it just being bass guitar.
Escape.
Hello, Corey. How are you today?
Good.
So I know you're going to high school next year, and I want to know whether you think it will be fun or not.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to like trying out different clubs or sports and groups.
Now, can you tell us about your song?
For this project, I chose Winter Winds by Mumford & Sons. It's a folk rock song, and it's played on the mandolin, trumpet, accordion, trombone, cymbals, and the double bass. It was released on October 5th, 2009, on the album Sigh No More. The song was developed as a waltz, and it was composed and written by Marcus Mumford. People suspect the band uses Winter Winds as a metaphor for loneliness in this song. The song Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Winds by William Shakespeare reminded me quite a bit of the lyrics of Winter Winds. They both seem to convey the same message of shame for their actions or of others. Ben and Marcus Mumford, Winston Marshall, and Ted Duane are the members, band members in Mumford & Sons. Their band is 3 years old. The whole band usually works together in writing their songs and are a very close-knit group. They often consider each other family. I listen at 18 seconds as the texture of the music changes from polyphonic to homophonic as the music decrescendos to vocals with accompaniment from the mandolin.
London with lonely hearts. Oh, the warmth in your eyes swept me into your arms. Was it love or fear of the cold that led us through the night? For every kiss, your beauty trumped my doubt. And my hand told my heart, let love grow. But my God that I once loved was the same that sent me into your arms. Oh, and pestilence is won when you are lost and I am gone, and no hope, no hope will overcome. But if your stripe strikes at your sleep, remember spring, swamp, snow. We'll be right back.
Hey, Taylor.
Hi.
So, what do you think of going to high school next year while you're only in grade 8?
Because the grade 7 and 8s are going to higher school next year, it's going to be quite nerve-wracking for me. I've never been in such a big school as big as FE Medill, but I am also super excited to meet new people and make friends.
Tell us a little bit about your song.
The song I decided to share is titled Nothing Else Matters by Metallica, a huge band in the 80s, 90s, and still to this day. The song is from the album S&M, which was released in 1999. Nothing Else Matters was recorded October 28, 1991, and published in 1992. The rock song, duration of 6 minutes and 30 seconds, was originally made for the guitarist's girlfriend. A few months after he wrote the song, he dedicated the song to his fans. During this song, there are changes in the texture. The song starts off with a monophonic texture while the guitar is playing alone without vocals. After the guitar, it turns into a polyphonic piece with added instruments and instruments playing stronger and forte. The song also has a meaning. The meaning of this song sounds like it evolves around relationships, but it's truly about holding on to what you care for the most and never letting go. Enjoy.
desires, we live it our way. All these words I don't just see, and nothing else matters. Trust I seek, and I find in you. Every day for us something new. Open my
And we're back. We'd like to give a big shout out to Andy McKeel. Andy taught us everything about polar bears crisis up in Churchill, Manitoba. Thanks to him, we went on our own hunt to raise $290 and adopted a polar bear. Thanks, Andy.
Hey, Melissa.
Hello.
How are you liking the snowy weather?
Well, it is not as bad as last year when we had 15 snow days, but it could be warmer.
What type of weather would you prefer?
I would prefer a hot summer's day when we can actually see the grass.
That'd be nice. Now, can you tell us about your song?
The song I chose to share is Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. This pop song was produced on June 8, 2011. The song, with a time of 4 minutes and 1 second, is in the album 21. The album 21 was released in 2011. The story behind the song is a breakup. Adele says the breakup was as hard as setting fire to the rain. In this song, it had texture. It was monophonic and then changed to homophonic because it was just piano, and then at 10 seconds, it was piano, voice, and violins. The main instrument in this piece is the piano. The harmony that is in this piece is at 8 seconds when the piano and her voice were playing at the same time.
I let it fall.
Hey Tyler, how's it hanging today?
It's pretty good.
What do you think of 105 of the Hive?
I like it. It's, it really helps us communicate more with the world, and I really think it helps us. I think the only way it could be better is if we had Don Cherry as our broadcaster.
I see. Now, can you please tell us about your song?
The song I chose to share with you is the Jaws theme song, composed and conducted by John Williams. The Jaws movie soundtrack was released along with the film on June 20th, 1975. It's a classical piece and is 2 minutes and 57 seconds long. The very familiar theme is played with only two notes, over and over again. This sound, combined with its allegro tempo and range of dynamics, produces fear and anxiety into anyone who listens to it. It is meant to grind away at you just as a shark would, unstoppable and relentless. Some people think that the theme represents the heartbeat of the shark, while others say it mimics human respiration. The Jaws movie was pretty good. I haven't seen the sequels, but they're not supposed to be as good as the first one. Listen to the texture change at 40 seconds into the song. Up until then, it was monophonic, with just the bassoons playing, but then cellos and violins accompanied them, turning the texture to homophonic. Also, listen to the way that dynamics start at piano and slowly crescendo into a booming forte sound.
Okay, we're back for the last student to present their music project. So, Brayden, why do you think that having an online radio station is a good extension for technology for us?
Well, we have learned to write blogs, we have learned to embed pictures, we have also learned about Creative Commons. Creative Commons are just a way of saying thank you to the users for letting us use their pictures.
Tell us a little bit about your song.
The song I chose was Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. This is a classic rock piece. This was written by Alex Rose of the rock band Guns N' Roses in 1988. There is a story about the song Sweet Child of Mine. Alex Rose wrote this as a poem to his girlfriend. Alex Rose wrote this poem with his band and made it very popular. This piece starts off monophonic because it is just a guitar from 0 to 23 seconds. The texture changes to homophonic when the vocals come in at 0.46 seconds. From 0.46 seconds to 2 minutes 34, it goes back to just the guitar and drums with no vocals, though the rest of the song and the part in between 0.46 seconds and 2 minutes 34 seconds is polyphonic. My dad introduced me to this song when I was really little. I think I was about 7.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. Now, we've been making bumpers in our class, and we have Tanner and Alyssa's bumper to show you. Okay, Tanner, so tell us how you made your bumper.
Well, in order to make a successful bumper, we had to do a lot of steps, like editing, recording, and finding all those little pieces that tied it together. We used a Google app that's called Aviary and SoundCloud, and you find different tempos and better sounds for your bumper. And that's kind of it.
What was the hardest thing about making a bumper?
Well, the recording was, because we had to use an app on the iPhone in order to do it. And it's kind of hard to do that with a class of 32 and 32 different bumpers.
Okay, thanks, Tanner. Thanks for listening, everyone.
We hope you tune in next time on 105 The Hive.
One oh five, the high.